Dr. Olivero is dictating for the 26th of the 26th of September of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Bill Hammermeister. I'm going to spell it for you. H like in hotel, A like in alpha, M like in Mike, M like in Mike, E, R like in Roger, M like in Mike, E like in Roger, I like in India, S like in Sierra, T like in Tango, E like in Echo, R like in Roger. The first name is Bill. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old patient of the Pioneer Medical, Mr. Blalock, B-L-A-L-O-C-K, APRN, for evaluation of the kidney function. This patient has a more than 10-year history of arterial hypertension, history of hyperlipidemia, hepatitis C in the past, used to be a chronic obstructive pulmonary, used to be a smoker and quit more than 20 years ago. The patient underwent a coronary artery bypass graft surgery in 2017. Five bypasses were placed, and in June of this year, the patient had another cardiac catheterization, and according to his information, two stents were deployed. The patient is feeling well. There is evidence of an echocardiogram that was done without evidence of left ventricular function compromise. The ejection fraction is within a normal range, and there was no evidence of significant valvular heart disease. Whether or not the patient has had episode of congestive heart failure is not clear to me. During the hospital stay in June of this year, there was fluctuation of the kidney function between 1.6 milligrams per deciliter of creatinine up to 2.5 milligrams per deciliter. Well, there was no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio, according to the hospital chart, was around 98. Period. It seems to me, and after reviewing the retroperitoneal ultrasound, which showed normal size kidneys with no evidence of thinning of the cortex or evidence of hyperechogenicity or obstruction, that the patient has a nephrosclerosis associated to the above. I don't think that we are dealing with a process intrinsic to the kidney, period. Regarding the possibility of obstruction, is remote but present. And this patient has prostatism, however, he doesn't have significant symptoms. He has nocturia times two. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today 128/85. The patient has a body weight of 224 pounds with a BMI that is more than 30. Our recommendation is for him as a short-term goal to lose 5 pounds in the next 3 months. By doing so, what would be important is the sodium restriction, the fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. Industrial production of food is discouraged, as well as the avoidance of cold cuts. Period. Following number, the patient has tremors. He's taking Levitra, has been evaluated by the neurologist. According to his information, he doesn't have seizures. However, the tremors are apparent. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of rosuvastatin, period. I have to point out that this patient has been treated with fluconazole and Duonev, and the possibility of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is entertained. And we are going to order the laboratory workup and reevaluate the case in 3 months with that. A paragraph, I invested 25 minutes reviewing the admissions and the hospital and office lab and notes in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.